I would like to call the Planning Commission meeting to order, third time. And I would like to welcome everybody to the February 11th, 2025 Huntington Beach Planning Commission meeting. While the Planning Commission welcomes public involvement and free speech, it rejects comments from anyone that are discriminatory, defamatory, or otherwise not protected speech. Those comments will not inform nor be considered by the Planning Commission and may be cause for the chair to interrupt the speaker. Such comments will not be consented to or otherwise adopted by the Planning Commission in its discussions and findings for any matter tonight. Thank you. And at this point, I would like to call on Commissioner Wood to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, so next is roll call.
Commissioner Wood?
Here.
Commissioner Pellman?
Here.
Commissioner Bush?
Here.
Commissioner Babineau?
Here.
Commissioner Goldberg?
Here.
Commissioner Thienis?
Present.
Commissioner McGee?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Public comments. Now it's time for public comments for items that are not on the agenda this evening. And do we have any public comments?
We have no public comments signed up to speak.
Thank you.
Chair, there's one.
Okay. So we do have a speaker.
Okay, Happy New Year, everyone.
Hold on one sec.
Thank
I just want to let you know that you have 3 minutes for comments, okay?
You're right, but I'm going to have more minutes if you break news out of Miami since Federal brought me from Cuba, 1969. And I should not be sleeping in my car after I worked 40 years and paid taxes and you guys housing illegal aliens through every city. And the reason I'm holding back, because I love Huntington Beach, a lot of officers love me too, and I don't want them to run into problem. Mexico, it needs to get back on the line because you guys is employing housing it, and why should I have to be a senior sleeping in my car? And I've done everything right, and my mom and dad prepared passport, and federal brought us legally from Cuba, House of Freedom, Miami, House of Freedom. We grew up in Yorba Linda, went to Orange, I taught how to speak English. Next door, they need to hear me also because the corruption in housing needs to stop. My eyes is in the developer being worked on Main and Holly. And I told the developer, I'm a low income now, a senior, but I put 40 years of my time and pay taxes. Federal told me I qualify for a nice subsidy. While those buying a first-time income, and the city manager needs to hear me out. Dinora Chavarria, I need housing soon. I should not be in my car, and my legs and feet is swelling because I got all my furniture in storage. I am homeless. Don't have nothing to do with a drug, neither alcohol, neither drink. So I'm working with Lieutenant Smith. Very nice, and he knows, and he got to see history. I don't want to put all those officers in problem if I have to break news out of Miami, that I have to be mingled up with a drug addict and I've never been part of my life. I just need housing. I think that city manager, or local government needs to get it together and do the right thing for me soon when those developers there is already done. And then they're telling me that he should get a voucher so I could sleep in a hotel or motel temporary as long as it's safe for me. Maybe you guys could talk to the city manager, the mayor, and the council, because this is local government. And people now is investigating corruption in city, local, state, federal. They let me down, illegal Cuban immigrant protected under federal. So I'm hoping you guys hear me so I don't have to break news in English and Spanish, because now it will be the whole world. Say 1969, they brought me here legally. And I have history for anybody want to see it. I appreciate you. I love America, and I love all you guys, because America always been good to us. and we be good to Americans. And many officers are friends of mine here, including sheriff. They're waiting for me for the city to do something fast so I could have my nice place and invite some of you guys for some Cuban food. Thank you. Gracias. Yo hablo español también.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have no further speakers.
Thank you. Okay. Next, we have presentations to outgoing planning commissioners. And I think that's, can I get up? Yeah, okay. So, who shall I get first? Okay, all right. I'm going to read the, instead of reading the same resolution all four times, okay, I'm going to read the resolution, and it's to all four of you, okay, or all three of you. I don't think I see Commissioner Akela Costa-Galvin, right? No, okay. So, all right. So, resolution number 1734, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Huntington Beach, California, expressing appreciation to Commissioner, Kennedy, Commissioner Adam, and Commissioner Butch. You all are great. And Butch Twining, yeah. So, whereas you all three have, and actually Commissioner Akela Costa-Galvin too, have faithfully served the City of Huntington Beach as a member of the Planning Commission from January 10th, 2023 to December 3, 2024. And whereas you all contributed valuable service to the community through the careful, equitable application of your knowledge of the Planning Commission, for which the Planning Commission expresses its sincere gratitude. And you all have spent countless hours in Planning Commission meeting reviewing major projects, and now, therefore, be it resolved that the Planning Commission of the City of Huntington Beach acknowledges all of your performance and expresses its deepest appreciation for his service, for your service of the city, and wishes you all well. And so I have a little resolution for each of you, but I also have, I'd like Commissioner, past chair, Commissioner Twining to come up first. Almost makes me cry. I'm glad you're on the city council, but we miss you.
I miss you too. So, I miss them all. I go see
them. I know. So.
But thank you very much.
And wait, you want to show?
Oh.
Show everybody. Yeah. Come on. He earned this, okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Gracie, for appointing me.
You're welcome.
It was, what are you
going
to do to us?
Clean the lens.
You can pay for this.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, smile. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye. I'll see you soon.
I know. Bye. Next. It has their names on it, right? Wait, you get this too.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, you get two.
Wow.
Okay.
Which one of these is mine?
I'll give it to you. Yeah, okay. So next is going to be Commissioner Kennedy. Okay. Commissioner Kennedy was vice chair.
Yes, ma'am.
But instead of being chair, he wound up on the city council, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your service. Commissioner
awesome.
Kennedy, now council member.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a great clock.
It's hot.
This is
One,
nice.
1, 2, 3,
thank you. And last but not least is Commissioner Adam. I got to sit next to him and got to know him, and I really enjoyed our time together. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Do I get to keep that?
No. Yeah. Oh. I'm going to pass these out really quick. Thank you.
Oh, here we go.
One, two, three, go.
Thank you.
Okay, wait, give this one
to
Don. And this is for Commissioner Acosta Galvin.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, sincerely. We're going to try and, I know you're crying. Thank you. All right. Okay, now that we're done, and I just have to say that these commissioners were wonderful to work with, and I was honored to work with them as a planning commissioner. So thank you, you guys. I know you're looking at your trophies or your plaques. All right, next is nomination and election of chairperson, and that's the next thing on the agenda. And we'll start with, so do we have a motion for
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
I'd like to pick B, set aside the Planning Commission bylaws and nominate and elect the 2025 Planning Commission chair and vice chair, option B.
Second.
Okay, now we're going to do the vote, hand vote, right?
This is just for item B?
Yes. We're choosing on the process to how we're going to vote, okay?
Sorry, who seconded that? Thank you. Please vote. All ayes, raise your hands. Okay, we have all ayes, motion carries.
Like to make another motion.
Okay.
I'd like to pick as the chair, Brian Thienis.
Second. Second that.
Sorry.
One of us.
I didn't, so did.
So, fine.
Okay.
You ready to do the voting?
Yeah, just give me a second. My mouse is not cooperating. I apologize. I think I did that wrong. Sorry, I keep selecting the wrong thing. I apologize. All ayes, raise your hand. Okay, we have six ayes, one. Noes or okay. Commissioner Wood is a no. We have six ayes. Motion carries.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion.
Well,
to nominate Brett Bush as vice chair.
What's wrong with this?
I'll second that.
Okay, ayes, please raise your hands. Okay, we have six ayes. Noes, please raise your hand. One no. Commissioner Wood voting no. Motion carries.
Okay, so Commissioner Thienis, now your chair, you got to come sit over here, I think, right? Or no?
Yes, yes please. Okay. Just give me a moment to do that.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. This is where you're picking up the Planning Commission advisory board. It's in the highlighted section. Sorry, that's the part you're saying. That's your script.
Yeah, okay. We start here. We're ready to go. Okay, next on the agenda is a discussion of on the Planning Commission advisory boards and committee assignments. Commissioners can indicate which assignments they are interested in now or contact the chair separately to indicate their interest for review and approval by the chair.
I would like to be on the Historic Resource Board.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Which board?
Historic Resource Board.
Can we just vote on that?
As the chair, you can accept if no one else has any interest.
There, it's on our agenda here, so you can see
anybody?
It.
Anybody?
Okay, thank you.
Chair, I'd like to remain on the Sunset Beach Area Committee.
Okay. I would like to be on the design review committee myself. I won't ask what color they're going to paint the building. I'll check the code. I think that's a good technical position for me. I had a list of those committees.
How many are on each commission? Three?
We need a co-commission for...
You need a chair. You need a primary and an alternate for each of these committees.
Yes, we still need an alternate for each committee. Right now, we need an alternate.
I'll be the alternate on design review.
I'd like to be the alternate on the Sunset Beach, since I happen to live there.
Okay. Okay. And then we still have the Economic Development Committee.
I'd like to be on the Economic Development Committee.
Okay.
For sure.
And then we have Historic Resources. We don't have an alternate for Historic Resources.
I'll take the alternate for Historic Resources.
Okay, you guys are keeping notes of this, right? So far we have no objections? Okay. We got Design Review, Southwest Area. How about the Southeast Area Committee? We don't have anybody.
Yeah, I'll take that since I live over that way.
Perfect. Anybody want to be the alternate?
Sure, I'll be the alternate.
I think it's alternates. You only show up if somebody can't make it to the meeting, right? It's not like a jury. We have to be there, right? Okay, and then we have, we've got Historic, we've got Sunset Beach, we've got Economic Development. What are we missing for alternates?
Do we have an alternate for economic, or is there already someone? I volunteered to be the economic, but is there an alternate already?
I don't think so.
No. So we need an alternate for economic then.
So we still need an alternate for the Economic Development Committee?
What else is there before I sign up for that?
That's it.
I'll be the alternate for that.
I won't miss many meetings.
Wow, I think we've decided on our committees. Would you please read that back? And
I took notes. So for design review, the primary I have is Chair Thienis, and the alternate is Commissioner Wood. For Southeast, they've got Commissioner Bush as the primary. The alternate is Commissioner Babineau. For economic development, I've got, I believe, Commissioner Goldberg. Right, and the alternate is Commissioner Babineau. For Sunset Beach, I've got Commissioner Wood as the primary, And Goldberg is the alternate. For Historic Resource, Historic Resources Board, I've got Commissioner Peltman as the primary and Commissioner McGee is the alternate, correct? All right, looks like we have it all.
Okay, do we need a vote on that?
There's no need to vote, no.
Okay. Okay, next on the agenda is the Code of Ethics. Mr. Ramos, can you please provide a report?
Yes, Chair and Commission, now it's the time for the annual Code of Ethics review. So we ask each planning commissioner to review the Code of Ethics on your own. And then for the new commissioners, I gave each one of you an acknowledgement form for you to fill out and to return to me whenever you're ready. That's it. Thank you.
All right, make sure you get those back to the planning department. Okay, next on the agenda is a public hearing for item Zoning Text Amendment 25001. So I think it's time to open up a hearing. So planning commissioners, please state your disclosures regarding this item. And we'll start with Commissioner Peltman.
I have no disclosures.
No disclosures.
No disclosures.
I spoke with Councilman Burns and Councilman McKeon regarding this matter. McKeon?
I have no disclosures.
No disclosures.
Nothing to disclose.
All right, staff, may we please have a report?
Yes, Joanna Cortez, Principal Planner, will give the presentation.
Hi, good evening, Chair Thinis and members of the Planning Commission. The item before you is a request to amend four chapters of the Huntington Beach Zoning and Subdivision Ordinance, also known as the ZSO. This zoning text amendment, or ZTA, is largely focused on regulating smoke and tobacco retail stores within the city. This amendment will define what uses are subject to these regulations. We'll be adding regulations to prevent an overconcentration of smoke or tobacco shops and also reduce the exposure to such uses, to uses such as residential areas, hospitals, or areas frequented by young people. This ZTA also includes a cleanup item for Chapter 212, so that's the fourth chapter that'll be amended, of the ZSO. The provisions listed after the land use control table of this section of this of the code have been deleted, are proposed to be deleted as they already exist in the following section of the code, section 212.05, additional provisions. And that can be seen in one of your attachments for chapter 212. You can see basically we're eliminating duplicate text. So regarding smoking regulations, other jurisdictions have passed additional regulations for tobacco retailers. Most regulations include what retailers can sell, what retailers, or where they can be located, and efforts to kind of discourage new or younger customers. The city currently does not differentiate between a smoke or tobacco shop versus like a traditional, just a retail store. It's all classified as a retail use. In September of last year, Mayor Pro Tem McKeon, along with the City Council, directed staff to draft the necessary amendments to the ZSO to define and add regulations for smoke and tobacco shops within the city aimed to prevent the spread and cluster of smoke or tobacco retailers, especially near youth-populated areas. So the draft ordinances, as I mentioned before, with the legislative drafts of the amendments to each chapter have been provided with your packet. I will cover the amendments related to smoke and tobacco shops. So out of the four chapters that are proposed to be amended, three of them relate to the new regulations. I'll start in order. I'll cover the First Amendment related to smoke and tobacco shop. The First Amendment is in Chapter 204 under the use classification for retail sales. The amendment proposed is smoke and tobacco shops are identified in this section. You'll see in the legislative draft of Chapter 204, it's underlined and bolded, and we've added smoke or tobacco shops to differentiate that this is a retail use, but they do have separate or being new proposed regulations, which can be found in section 230.54. And we'll get into further detail about this these new regulations proposed in chapter 230. Then the next amendment is found in chapter 211, specifically section 211.04. And you'll see that it's the land use control table has been amended to reflect the areas or zones where smoke or tobacco shops may be permitted subject to the new regulations. On the table, you'll see that under retail sales, there is a provision P in that table under additional provisions. And you'll see in the legislative draft, letter P guides the reader to go to section 230.54, smoke or tobacco shops, which are the new regulations that are being proposed tonight. So then we go to chapter 230 of the new amendments being proposed. And in an effort to address the issues that were related or were raised by the City Council, these new standards will continue to permit smoke and tobacco shops as a retail use within the city. However, additional regulations are added to ensure that these uses are limited to commercial zones away from any residentially zoned areas. The new proposed distance requirements in this amendment or this new section will guarantee adequate separation from areas used by young people or children, and also between other smoke and tobacco shops, both which are 500 feet. So in other words, any tobacco retailer shop proposed in the city, should this get adopted, would have to be 500 feet away from another smoke or tobacco shop. It also would have to be 500 feet away from what's considered a youth-populated area, and I'll go into further detail about that. This is pretty similar to other jurisdictions. It ranges about 300 to 500 feet is the distance requirement for smoke shops and a youth-regulated, populated area. And between retailers, other jurisdictions have somewhere between 200 feet and 1,000 feet between retailers. So we're proposing 500 feet from youth populated areas and between retailers. Limiting the proximity for smoke and tobacco shops to youth populated areas and similar retailers are place-based strategies recommended by health advocates to limit youth exposure to tobacco products. The new definitions that are also added within Chapter 230 will provide guidance in identifying the allowable items that may be sold within smoke and tobacco shops. So there's a definition for tobacco, what a smoke and tobacco shop is, what's tobacco products, and in our regulations, we explain that they also need to comply with state and federal guidelines. We've also added a definition for youth-populated area. And this is defined to list an area that'll have that required distance requirement. And these areas include all pre-K to 12 schools, childcare facilities, libraries, and parks. They'll also have to be separated from hospitals as well. That's consider these sensitive uses. So they'll have to also maintain those separation requirements. Then, in addition to those regulations, we've added site standards, signage to prohibit minors. We've added windows and lighting standards to ensure that windows are not covered up more than 20%. That's kind of a standard within our code. But also adequate lighting to ensure that visibility can be seen. So from the outside, you can see what's going on in the store. The signage will be posted to prohibit unaccompanied minors from entering these businesses. We also will prohibit smoking on the premises. And then finally, we'll address non-conforming shops or shops that don't currently comply with these distance requirements. They will be permitted to remain unless the smoke or tobacco shop changes use or is abandoned or discontinued for more than 6 months, or 6 months is the kind of the cutoff time. Then they are considered, we wouldn't be able to continue the use, a new use wouldn't be able to come in. Staff has sent out notices. We did our required public notification. We received one comment in support of the proposed zoning text amendment. And with that, staff recommends approval of the zoning text amendment based on the fact that it's consistent with the general plan goals and policies you know, the cleanup in Chapter 12 will help improve clarity, and it addresses the community need to prevent the proliferation and cluster of smoke and tobacco retailers near young people. This concludes staff's presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Commissioners, do you have any questions for staff?
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify on the grandfathering. And so what you're saying basically is any establishment that's currently outside of this new code, that they're exempted, they're grandfathered. And if the business owner sells to another business owner, as long as it doesn't shut down or cease for 6 months, they're also able to continue.
That is correct.
That was it?
Yep. So I have a question. Well, I believe the intent was to try to create a separation between sensitive young, you know, schools or whatever. And so, for instance, Huntington Beach High School, just to the north is a shopping center. So that's too close. That would not apply, right? The intent was to keep these facilities away from being directly across from a school.
Correct. Okay. So there is a definition. Well, there's a definition that defines what a smoke or tobacco shop, meaning it's like a store specifically for smoking items. So, for example, like Albertsons.
Yeah, my question is just relating to the distance. I thought it was very well thought out, the distance in a straight line between property line to property line. But was the intent to try to keep facilities like this away from shopping centers directly across from a high school? And that's why I spoke to Council Member Burns and McKeon, and they felt that that was what we were trying to accomplish.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay. I'll bring up the rest of that in the discussion. And then in your zoning text amendments for land use controls, you're using item P, and item P in additional provisions is already used. That's temporary holiday parking. I believe you need to use DD, Delta Delta is your next available letter for that. And you know, while we're at it, I was looking at your text amendment, and your text amendment, you got rid of all the lowercase a, b, c, d, and in the other issue with the text amendment to remove duplicate text. When you go in and you read the duplicate text, those are all with the parentheses. But in this chapter, there's no parentheses. Here it directs you to the parentheses S, and we're not directed to, there is no parentheses S, by the way. And I think in reading a legal document, I think we ought to correct that if we can. I think that's wrong, but for sure you can't use P because P is temporary parking. I would use DD as your additional provisions directing you to see section 2354.
Okay, I can, let me take a look at it to confirm that. Just to make sure I understood your other question, you were referring to chapter 212.
Yes, I'm sorry, chapter 212. Chapter 212 is correct now. Chapter 212 has parentheses in the additional provisions. When you go to the additional provisions, 212.05, I think it is, 04 list what the provisions are. When you go to 05, it has parentheses.
Correct.
But when you go into 211.04, there's no parentheses.
I think those are two different tables, but
no,
I
it's
can
the
look
same
into-
same table. Yeah, you look it up. You'll
sure,
see.
I
looked at it last night.
All right, I'll look at it right now.
Can I ask a question, please? Yeah, I want the definition of a youth populated area to be kind of honed in a little bit. Does this include maybe after school programs in a shopping mall, jiu-jitsu studios, and academic commercial academic places? I'd like it to be kind of honed in a little bit more.
Let me take a look. So the intent is to occupy anything you, like a youth center. You want something more specific is what you're proposing?
Well, I'd like something a little bit more specific than youth populated area. I mean, you can...
Right, but if you go to the definition of youth populated area, it is it says occupied by a youth center, a recreational facility open to the public, occupied by a park open to the public. And the goal was to kind of see if we can encompass all those uses that are traditionally will have young people there. Do you want us to be more, are you?
Well, I was thinking a recreation center could be a commercial recreation center within a, I mean, is that a specific designation? Or, I mean, could there be a commercial recreation center within a shopping mall?
There could be.
Okay.
So to clarify, you want us to, do you want us to like home, to find it a little bit more, be more specific?
Well, I think it needs to be a little bit more specific because obviously where these tobacco shops are going to be, you're going to have children in the same kind of malls. If there's a commercial, if there's a, some kind of commercial center that teaches dance, martial arts, so on and so forth, you know?
I think the intent was to have the those to, that to be included as like a the recreational facility would include those uses. If the commission wants to propose something much like more specific, we can look into it.
Can I just after hearing, you know, we want to be a little careful on being too specific. It's almost like overly specific. We create a lot more problems than we think, unintended problems. I think. I mean. From their explanation and from what the intent, I think this is a good, if we find that there's an issue that comes up after and we can bring it back and look at it, but I would be hesitant to put any more specific than what it's currently stated. That's just my personal opinion from past.
Right now, we're just asking staff questions, though, so we'll have that description. That comes up. I'm new, but I think I read ahead on the script here.
You're the chair, sir.
I'd like to make a comment that there are, near Oka Elementary School, there's a, over by the Baskin-Robbins, there's an existing smoke shop there, and then across on Garfield on the northeast corner by the Jack in a Box, there's a jiu-jitsu studio there, and then maybe on the other side of the new dollar store, there's a smoke shop there. So to Commissioner McGee's, it's a real issue. So how specific we want to be, we should discuss it. But I understand both sides of it. I just want to make that comment.
I do want to jump in here and back up the chair, Mr. Theans. We should just be directing questions to staff at this point and save discussions for later on. Thank you.
No, it comes back. So we're just asking staff questions, and we open it up for public review, and then we discuss it. Yeah. And then we'll go back, and we'll bring this one home.
We won't be like this in 6 months.
Yeah, just give us a couple meetings. Any more questions for staff? Okay, with no further questions, we'd like to open up to the public hearing. Do we have any speakers?
I have one speaker signed up, Mr. Amory Hansen. Please come down.
Oh, my favorite.
It's bound to happen eventually. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mr. Amory Hansen. I would like to express my support for the plaque to honor the Huntington Beach Central Library's Golden Jubilee. Oh, wrong one. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mr. Amory Hansen. I'm speaking tonight to express my support for the Tobacco Regulation Zoning Text Amendment. This zoning text amendment will reduce the accessibility of cigarettes to a younger audience. The zoning text amendment will hopefully deter another generation of smokers in Huntington Beach. Once again, I urge the Planning Commission to recommend to the City Council adoption of the zoning text amendment. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have no other speakers signed up.
No other speakers? Okay, we will close the public hearing. Okay, planning commissioners will now deliberate this item. So yeah, let's talk about the definition of use-sensitive areas. I agree myself, but I don't know how you control that, because like a jiu-jitsu center would be something that would come along by a landlord leasing to somebody. It wouldn't be an established permanent fixture like a school or a park or something like that. So I don't know how you regulate that, because I often wonder with these good neighbor policies for industrial buildings, if we have to locate an industrial building 1,000 feet from a house, do the houses have to be 1,000 feet from the industrial building? So how do you regulate that?
I just want to say that it's 2025, and I'm definitely against smoking and all these tobacco items, quite frankly, personally. But when I'm looking at it from just a regulatory situation, I think the way it's currently stated, it gets the job done. And again, if it becomes an individual issue that we feel like it needs to be brought back, that'd be fine. But I like the text. I've read through it, and I appreciated the definition. I know what you're saying. The way it reads, it seems very vague. But then when you look at the code of what that actually defines, I feel comfortable it does the job of what we're trying to do.
I sometimes get a little myopic. Yeah, I get it. But the intent's there, okay.
I do have a problem with the 500 feet. Maybe staff wasn't aware. Typically with these commercial properties, the owners of the property have a common area, and I only looked at two instances, and out of the two it failed. I looked at Huntington Beach High School, and I looked at Ocean View High School, and the grocery store and all of the you think the land's 100 feet and what's 110 feet across Yorktown. It's actually a separate parcel. And so where all the retail stores are located, they're over 500 feet. So literally, you know, here we could pass this ordinance. Some guy can walk in with some mapping and say, I'm going to put a smoke shop right across the street from the high school. And then the same thing occurs at Ocean View, where they carve out the parcels and put the shops on their own individual parcels. And then the shopping center parking lot is owned by the developer or an association. And the way the code's written, it says 1,000 feet from property line where the smoke shop's going to be located to the property line of the nearest sensitive receptor or youth center. So kind of looking at Ocean View, you would have to be closer to 800 feet, and looking at Huntington Beach High School, I think you'd have to be closer to 1,000 feet. And you know, a lot of the state mandates and good neighbor policies, I'm used to seeing 1,000 feet, and I think knowing that we're not going to be able to cover these shopping centers just because they got these giant parking lots that are not the boundary line. The way the code's written, I think maybe 1,000 feet to the smoke shop would be appropriate. I think 500 feet apart, I mean, if you want to put a smoke shop next to a smoke shop, I don't know if that really matters, but I think 1,000 feet would be more appropriate.
So are you saying, if I understand, is it parcel to parcel, and you're talking it should be door to door?
No, I think the parcel to parcel description is appropriate. But I think it should be 1,000 feet, because that'll cover these huge parking lots that, you know, I think it 1,000 feet would more in line make the intent. Because, I think, you know, we pass this ordinance and then they can put a smoke shop up right across from Huntington Beach High School. I don't know if we've accomplished anything.
I have a comment to make. I have adult children with families, and the idea that you can put as many smoke shops as close together as you want, I am totally against that because I saw that happen in Long Beach. My daughter bought a home on 7th and Temple, and they loved walking down 4th Street, okay? And then what happened was, I don't know the exact how it happened, but they redesigned the whole 4th Street, and it turned into CBD shops, smoke shops, all these different things, and it took away all of that, the ambiance of that neighborhood. And my daughter sold her house, and they moved to another part of Long Beach, which is very nice. So I, you know, as far as 1,000 feet, I know when I first got married and moved in to the other, I used to live on the other side of Huntington Beach. Now I live on this side of Huntington Beach. And there was a country day school on Springdale and Warner. And having that school there prevented a type of business going in right across the street. And so I was thankful. The 500 feet worked for, you know, in that regards. So I would ask staff at this point, how do other cities look at the distance, like surrounding cities, let's say?
It's similar to what we're proposing today, so from parcel line to parcel line.
But what is the feet?
Like I said, it kind of varies. I believe some cities are pretty not as restrictive. It is about, I think, like two. It starts at 200. Some are 1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, there are numerous cities who have passed 1,000 for schools and other use-focused areas. 1,000 is rare for smoke shop to smoke shop, but various cities have passed 1,000 feet from use-focused areas, yeah.
I don't like the idea of having smoke shop to smoke shop, so, it's not conducive for, I think, the ambiance of Huntington Beach, so anyway.
Is the idea to be more restrictive or more lenient? What's the intent of the rewrite of the code to begin with?
The intent was to regulate the uses. As of right now, they're just considered a retail use. They're not identified as a smoke or tobacco shop. It's just considered a retail use. You're in the appropriate zone, and you're just trying to conduct retail sales. You are allowed to go in there. The goal here is to identify these uses to be able to ensure that they're meeting these distance requirements and the other regulations listed in the code that we're proposing today.
So just as a way of defining this, 200 feet would be lenient, less lenient would be 500, and very restrictive would be 1,000. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would agree with that.
Just for a point of clarification.
That's the information we were able to find.
Yeah. I would not be okay with 200 feet.
Well, let's speak of Long Beach. So there, you know, maybe when you go to East Long Beach in the Lakewood area, they've got big shopping centers, but most of the city, they just don't have these giant parking lots like we have. And so that's why I think our city, for the separation to the youth center, to the smoke shop, I think that's why uniquely, and I was just pointing out that the only two places I looked, and they both failed. They both put smoke shops right across the street from a school because of the way they're parcelized. So that's why I think 1,000 feet's more appropriate for the separation. You know, I'm not opposed to also increasing the distance between them.
Isn't it written now that the distance from smoke shop is 500 in what you presented?
Correct.
Okay.
Don't we have an option to punt this to?
I mean, I agree with. Right. I agree with Chairman Thienis. There's no telling where some of these parcel lines are, so just saying 500 feet with large parking lots may not accomplish what we're after here.
Yeah, I also would like to echo that thought. I didn't have that information that you did, which bravo for taking the extra time on that as far as how they define the parcel lines and the parking lots. So I think 1,000 is not unreasonable. And again,
for those that are existing, they're grandfathered in anyway, so we're not impacting business that's existing. And anyway, so I certainly would support the change. It seems reasonable.
Yeah, all right.
I have one more comment.
Okay.
In Chapter 230, under Section B, Minimum Standards, item number 5, it says no smoking on premises. And above, we list all the various types of tobacco. Some of them I've never even heard of. But my question is, understood that smoking is, you know, a little bit more of a nuisance, but would we want to say that no use of any tobacco is allowed on the premise?
They're referring to like chewing?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff listed here. There's chewing tobacco, there's
hookah. Sounds a little draconian, but like you said, dipping and whatever else, you know.
I would like to point out that any restrictions should be based off health and safety. So we would have to articulate that in the findings if, for instance, we wanted to get rid of chewing tobacco. Secondhand smoke is very well settled as being harmful to health and safety. So I don't personally use tobacco, so I'm not aware of that, of secondhand for the spitting and stuff, but we should base it off any... We should have based off health and safety if we are going to restrict that.
Maybe slipping on the floor or something, you know? That's a bit of levity also.
I think that's fine. Yeah. Maybe we don't delve into too much on that one. Maybe we just, I think the 1,000 feet certainly sends the message, and also all the clarifications of tobacco use separate from just straight retail, which that's, I'm surprised it took this long to do it, actually, but that's great that it's being done, so great. Yeah,
yeah, we had no regulations at all, no codes.
You want to make a motion, Mr.
Chair? Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to approve the zoning text amendment with the modification to increase the distance to the youth-related facilities to 1,000 feet. And if you would please modify your additional provision and use letter Delta Delta in parentheses. I'm pretty sure that's, I don't think we have to worry about that. That's just a typo, I think.
Just to confirm, is it 1,000 feet to youth populated areas or as well as between retailers, the 1,000 feet?
Between retailers too, that just eliminates the chance of any mm-hmm. type of issue with having too many smoke shops in the same area.
Both.
Okay, and then let's add then to Commissioner Pellman's point. Let's increase the separation between the retailers to 1,000 feet as well.
Second that motion.
We have a motion and second. All ayes, please raise your hands. Okay, we have 7 ayes. Motion carries.
The Planning Commission's action on this item will be forwarded to the City Council.
Okay, next on the agenda is appeal of the Zoning Administrator approval of conditional use permit.
Mr. Chairman, I need to recuse myself.
Oh, okay. 2406, which the applicant is requesting to continue to the March 25th, 2025 meeting. Do we have a motion?
Motion to continue.
Second. Roll call.
Sorry, my computer's just not cooperating today. Okay, it was Goldberg made the motion and Bush seconded it. Thank you. Sorry. Okay, so all ayes, please raise your hand. Okay, we have 6 ayes. Commissioner Wood is abstaining. The motion carries.
The Planning Commission's action on this item is just a continuance. It is not subject to an appeal.
Right. Okay, next on the agenda is consent calendar, and there's one set of minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as submitted?
I'd like to make a motion.
So, Chair and Commissioners, for the minutes, since we only have Commissioner Wood and Bellman that attended that meeting, we would record the new commissioners as abstentions, and we'll just have the two commissioners.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
It's only you and I, Rick.
Yeah, I can't vote. Right? I wouldn't hear.
All eyes, please raise your hand.
We can't vote. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we have two ayes. Commissioners Goldberg, McGee, Babineau, Bush, and Chair Thienis are abstaining. Motion carries.
Okay. Next on the agenda are planning items. Can staff provide a report?
Yes, at this time, it appears that we do not have any items ready for the next meeting, which is on the 25th, so it's potentially going to be canceled.
Is this where I come in on my letting the chair know that I won't, if in fact there's a meeting, that I won't be able to make it because I'll be out of town?
That's fine. You can do that, or you can also email as well.
Oh, fine. Very good. Okay.
Now is fine, too, if you'd like.
Great. Okay. So, unfortunately, before I was appointed, I did not realize, and I scheduled a vacation, so I will be out of town on the 25th if there is a meeting.
Okay.
Send an email next time.
All right. Well, I don't think we're going to have you could have kept that a secret. Okay, before we close the meeting, planning commissioners, do you have any comments to provide?
I do. I attended the Historic Resource Board. I forgot my notes at home, but that's a fun commission, I have to tell you. I'm so happy I'm doing it again. And they have a lot of really nice events planned for the year. In the next meeting, I will share that with you. So that's basically it.
Nice. Anybody else? All right. That's the last item on the agenda. We hereby adjourn to the next Planning Commission meeting, which may occur on Tuesday, February.